Hallelujah. You may be seated, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, let me say how lovely it is to see all of you. This morning, I'm going to deliver a message that hopefully will not be a series, because we don't ever finish our series. The title is Value or Validation. Value or validation. Excuse me, I was looking elsewhere, thinking I was someplace else, talking someplace else, and thinking of you, not a validation. God's new creation has been empowered to live out of who they have become in Christ, and that is the foundation upon which our lives are built. And so I'll say it again. God's new creation has been empowered to live out of who they have become in Christ and none other. God's new creation has been empowered to live out of who they have become in Christ. And it would be a dreadful mistake to not rehearse that and memorize it and study it until it has become the very core of who you are. Too many good, precious, redeemed saints of God do not live this way. Not because they don't believe it even, but because they have never been transformed by the renewing of their minds. I consider this to be the greatest truth, the most fundamental truth in the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. God's new creation has been empowered to live out of who they have become in Christ. And therefore, you'll either learn to live out of how valuable you've become in Christ, and therefore to God personally, or join the world in its pseudo-remedies, trying to validate yourself after the flesh. Listen to this. Looking for something you already have. You see, if you look to the flesh, you destabilize who you are in Christ. Because your only resources are your feelings and your thoughts and your ideas and your touching and tasting and smelling, etc. And sorting this out in your own mind will either be hard or easy for you, depending on two things. Number one, your family background and what that built into you. Number two, your willingness to live by faith and become a partaker of the divine nature. When you're born again, I know the Holy Spirit comes inside you. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. But 2 Peter 2, 1 through 4 tells us that we have to become a partaker of the divine nature by choice as we embrace the promises. And if you refuse to, you can keep sprouting out Christian, religious respectability all you want. You will not be living out of the empowerment of who you've become in Christ, but how your day goes, how you feel, how your mother put it, how your father put it, and how you've been putting it all these years. This is not an indictment of anyone, most certainly not. But what it is a reminder of the fact that Paul said, the flesh profiteth nothing. And in that sense, I'm offended by secular psychology because they try to find all their answers in profiting in the flesh. By all means, be aware, very aware of all you've been through and what it's done to you. Know the mechanics of things, but in the final analysis, you are a spirit being housed in this body of flesh to keep you on planet Earth, and you have a soul that enables you to live on this planet successfully. You are not after the flesh when you're saved. You're after the spirit.